to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 101. Episode 101, and I've got Henry and William here with me.
Hey. Hello.
How's it going, boys?
Good.
101 is a very special number.
99 is a very special number.
They're all special numbers. We also have a special guest with us. Alexa, how's it going?
I'm AI okay.
I don't even know what she said. What'd she say?
I think she said I'm AI okay.
It's AI okay.
AI okay? What does that mean?
Like AI okay? Like it's A-okay.
Oh, because she's an AI.
Sometimes Alexa will just go off randomly.
Let's try it one more time. Alexa, how's it going?
All systems go.
All right. She's ready to go.
But sometimes Alexa will just go off randomly. Sometimes Alexa will just go off randomly.
Yeah. Hey, you.
All right. She's went off. But...
All right. So what's going on, Henry?
Well, I just got back from a jazz concert that I played in. That was really fun.
Yeah, because you're in jazz band. What was it? Band banquet tonight.
Yeah, jazz band banquet. And so the jazz club, which is 7th and 8th grade. But jazz band is for 6th graders who don't want to be in the club, I guess. And since the jazz club is only for 7th and 8th graders. And as you may know, I play trombone.
Yep. I don't have the trombone drop. I wish I did. I don't think I have it.
I thought you recorded me.
I know we record it, but I don't think I ever put it on the soundboard. Gonna have to do that.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, this is a recording of me going wah, 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 wah with the trombone. It's fairly easy.
And what songs did you play with the jazz band?
First I did Jumpstart, and then I did the James Bond theme. And then the 6th graders left, and 7th and 8th graders played the Pink Panther and Chameleon.
Yeah.
There are a lot of solos in Chameleon.
I like it when you guys played the James Bond theme. I think that was my favorite. Is that one your favorite to play?
To play.
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
Either Chameleon or James Bond.
Yeah. So what about you, William? What's going on with you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just finished up star testing, which, for those of you who don't live in Texas, it's basically like a end of year test over everything that we learned.
Is it star testing or is it end of course?
Because I think
those are different things, right?
There's an end of course exam for people who are in algebra, which is like a high school level class that you can get in if you're in pre-AP math in 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
Like there's like a pretty easy test to get into it. But so the people who were in algebra a couple days ago, or I think it was like last week maybe, went into this like big gym and we just tested there for 4 hours. I actually... I was one of the couple of people that was still testing during, like, the last 30 minutes, because they gave us 4 hours to do it, since there's 60 questions. And that actually cut into my lunch time, so that when I went back to lunch, there were only 4 minutes for me to eat.
Oh, really?
And then I actually asked a counselor, and she let me finish eating my lunch for a few more minutes, but... So that was kind of crazy. I feel like, I'm pretty sure it's like a law or something that school lunches have to be at least 30 minutes, and I feel like that's kind of violating it technically, but you know.
Well, at least you got to finish the exam.
Yeah.
What if they would just kick you out of the exam and said, sorry, you're going to have to take 8th grade all over again?
Yeah. I had...
Wait, do you mean the star test or the exam? Like, which one was it that you're talking about with the lunch thing?
The EOC, end of course exam for algebra. But, so I did the science star test yesterday and the social studies star test today because I think 6th grade does a math one and a reading one. 7th grade does, like, I think math, reading, and writing, I'm pretty sure. And 8th grade does math or algebra, science, and social studies. Hmm. And today a couple of kids were complaining because yesterday I... took like 3.5 hours or 3 hours. So today people were complaining about that because they didn't get to like talk while when everyone was over.
They were complaining because you took so long?
Yeah, because if everyone ends at the end, then we can like whisper. But that was only like one or two kids though.
Yeah. So you weren't the only one though, right?
I think yesterday I was the last person to finish, I'm pretty sure. But today I wasn't. So yeah, fun times.
Good times. So school's almost out. So true. Do you guys still have a lot of homework before school's out? You have what?
You have
like 2 weeks of school, and one of the weeks is, well, next, both of the weeks you have a day off because of the holiday.
Yeah, we have a 4-day weekend. So this morning we had 10 days left of school, and now I have 9 days.
By the way, I'm getting a bunch of projects from all of the classes, and even the teachers are like, this doesn't seem right about that, but they have to. And they're all kind of fun projects, actually.
I have a lot of plans for the summer. I want to sign up for a couple of camps just so they won't be just lying around going stir crazy.
I used to think that camps weren't very fun, but then I realized, would I rather be just doing nothing?
Yeah, there's been like a game that I've been programming since the beginning of 8th grade because I've been writing the soundtrack and writing scripts for it. And I think I want to finish that over the summer.
Like a computer game? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a horror game called The Lab.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's really cool so far.
So you said you got a lot of camps this summer?
What
camps are you going to have, do you know?
I've only signed up for one right now, but I want to sign up for some.
To do a bunch of camps?
Well, I'm signed up for a band camp for like my school bands, like over the summer. Mindbenders camp and a camp that's like a full orchestra, like strings and band.
So you've got an orchestra camp, a band camp, and Mindbender camp.
Or a full orchestra.
Yeah, full orchestras, band, and orchestra.
So tell us about Mindbender Camp. What's that like?
Basically,
you've done that before, right?
Each day is a different sponsor company. And we do different things like engineering or... It's a lot of making stuff. Like, we'll invent something to, like, fling ping pong balls really far. That was very fun. And we also made our own, soap. And lotion.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
No, just soap.
So it's a lot of, like, engineering
and
building stuff and solving problems kind of stuff?
So a lot of engineering.
Yeah. And my school friend was there, so that was fun.
So was my school friend.
I think he's your brother. Wait, no, never mind. There's this one day when we were, like, designing some sort of, like, weird program on some sort of programming thing that was kind of weird. And
on a calculator.
No, that was a different day. But this time we made like, I forgot what we were making, but it wasn't very user friendly at all. And me and my friend were like jokingly complaining about that the entire time. And then we were almost finished. She was like, "There's a light at the end of the tunnel."
Yeah. I had to give a quick Maisie update because she was over here bothering me.
Yeah, she was under the table.
And now she's going crazy on the couch.
She likes eating her bed.
Like
and
rag toy.
Yeah, that, like, it used to
she
have
likes
like
to go crazy
a
with.
Squeaky ball inside of it where you could squeak the toy, but she grabbed that out to throw the ball away. And now we just have the rag.
Now it's just like strands of rag and fabric and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a few strings and a strand and like belt of fabric now.
And she likes to get it in her teeth and kind of whip it back and forth like she was killing a rat.
Yeah. Our last dog would do that. Yeah. I don't know what it is with dogs in doing that. I think all three of our dogs really like to play in tug of war. Or all three of the dogs we've had so far really like to play in tug of war.
Yeah, I think it's an instinct thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think dogs kind of think that it's kind of like hunting. And that's why sometimes they'll like hold the chew toy and lick it. Because they see it as meat.
Yeah, I guess. And they think of themselves as mighty predators, even though they're just little house dogs.
We've had some small dogs, but with our first and Maisie, both of them, like, they'll be nice to smaller dogs, but to, like, larger dogs, they'd be, like, super defensive. Like, yeah, I'm larger than you.
I don't know. I think our first dog, Roger, just didn't like any dogs.
Okay, true. But Maisie...
Not as much as Maisie,
like,
though.
Like, to small dogs, she'll just be like, oh, hey there. But to larger dogs, she'll try to make herself larger. Like, yeah, I'm larger than you.
No, she'll, like... If she sees someone walk across the sidewalk, then she'll burst into the music room and start barking. But if she sees a dog, holy cow... She will go insane.
Yeah.
Except if there's either, like, if they're, like, a small dog, then she won't be bothered.
I remember this one time when we had Sir, Dad found this, like, stray, like, chihuahua mix or something, and we brought Sir out to see him, and Sir just kind of sniffing him, and the dog started, like, making this really, really tiny growl and, like, showing his teeth. Like, grrr. It was really cute.
Yeah. So we've been a little bit lax about giving weather updates, but the weather is turning really, really hot.
Not hot?
It's getting hot. Yeah, tomorrow's hot. Supposed to be really hot. It's supposed to be, like, near record hot heat.
Wait, like in the hundreds?
Well, I don't think it ever gets up to 100 this time of year, but it's going to get, like, up into the 90s, which for this time of the year might be a record high.
Yeah, I remember.
So this weekend could be really, really hot.
I remember, I think, like, a year or two before we moved here, we almost hit a record for, like, most days in a row in Texas, over 100 degrees.
Yeah, I think that was the year we moved here, actually.
Oh. No, I thought it was... Oh, maybe you're right. I guess we moved in October.
Yeah, I think that was the summer right before we moved here.
Kind of funny, because, like, only a couple years before, it snowed an entire foot, which was a record, so...
I know. It's been crazy. We've been lucky. This spring has been really cool, but I don't know. Who knows what'll happen? Maybe we'll have a hot summer. I hope not.
I feel like we either have really, really cold weathers and really, really hot summers, or it just kind of evens out and we have, like, neutrality all throughout.
So another thing I wanted to talk about on the podcast is yesterday the internet kind of blew up with this thing, and it's being called, like, the biggest controversy since
the dress,
the blue and black, gold and white dress.
Which it's totally blue and black, confirmed.
Because
it was actually confirmed, yeah.
Everybody is having different thoughts about this. You guys know about this?
Yeah, yes, and I know Yanni how it works. Laurel.
All right, well, let's not talk about how it works first.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So someone posted on Twitter a sound clip and posted a poll and said, "What do you hear?" And you guys already know the two options are Laurel or Yanni. And those two words don't sound that much alike, but some people hear one and some people hear the other. So let's listen first. Don't tell me your opinion yet. Let's listen first, and then let's talk about what you hear. So here's the sound clip. Let me make sure I've got it on here.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
What do you guys hear?
So...
I hear overlapping voices.
When I first heard it, I heard, like, Lonnie, kind of, or, like, Lorinie. But then once I heard Laurel, I, like, could not unhear it, and now it's all I can hear.
What do you hear, Henry?
Okay, I hear, like, two overlapping voices, one saying Yanni and one saying Laurel, like,
you hear
overlapping.
Both at the same time?
Yeah.
I don't know what
Maisie... Oh, no.
What is Maisie doing?
Do you hear Maisie? Wait, do you hear
a
dog?
She sees a bird.
Do you hear a dog or do you hear a mouse?
Maisie sees a bird, so she's freaking out. All right, so when I very first heard it, the very first time I heard it, I kind of heard Yanni just a little bit. But then by the second time they said it, I heard Laurel, and I've only ever heard Laurel since then. I can't hear anything else.
That's the same with me. I mean, a couple times I've heard Yanni,
Let's try it one more time.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Do you hear anything besides Laurel?
I keep on trying to hear.
Yanni, yeah.
I keep on trying
hear
to hear
Yanni. I hear them both, like...
Both at the same time?
Can I explain how this works?
Yeah.
Okay, basically...
This is your theory. This isn't necessarily how it works. This is
actually,
just your theory.
I'm pretty sure... Some
it's
of this
a theory
has been
that
confirmed.
You feel pretty confident about.
I think you saw it on
the
internet.
Yeah, it's not my theory, but actually some of this has been confirmed. This is the part that has been confirmed. Basically, it's a robotic voice that is really low quality saying, actually, Laurel, but the frequency is adjusted a ton.
Yeah, so someone found the original sound clip, and it's from, like, some online dictionary, and it's from the definition of, and the pronunciation of the word Laurel.
Aha.
So the original sound clip is Laurel, but I think that doesn't necessarily answer the question, because it's still interesting that different people hear different things.
Also, it's actually because the frequency is adjusted. If you make the pitch higher, like you actually edit it, then you can hear Laurel better for some reason. If you make the pitch lower, then you can hear Yanny.
Maisie.
Should I let her out?
Yeah, let her out.
He's just going crazy.
But anyways,
all I can hear is Laurel. In fact, I hear Laurel so much I can't even imagine how someone hears Yanny. Well, even though I kind of heard it the first time, but now I can't hear.
Okay.
It.
Laurel.
I keep on hearing Yorl.
There's like a weird echo that says Yanny, or Yanny, or whatever it is. But I keep on trying to hear Yanny or Yanny okay, or whatever let, it is, and but I can't.
I need to continue explaining. Yeah. I need to keep on explaining.
All right.
How it works. Basically, the frequency is adjusted, and depending on the age of your ears, actually, you'll pay attention to one more than the other.
So that is true. Like, when you get older, you stop being able to hear higher frequencies. And, like, my hearing is actually really bad, even though I love music and I love a lot of things. I think I went to too many rock concerts when I was younger. So my hearing is not that good. And I also have a little bit of tinnitus. You know what that is?
What?
That means I always have ringing in my ears.
Oh, that happens to me sometimes. It's always my left ear.
But I always do. Like, I never don't have it because I've got some tinnitus.
Actually, I forgot whether it's
hearing damage.
I forgot whether it's always my left ear or my right ear that will randomly ring.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
Well, my left ear is worse than my right, but now it's so bad that I hear it in both ears.
Sometimes it's just like, all right, maybe I'm imagining ringing, and the other times I'll just be like, oh my gosh, I actually hear ringing.
Yeah, like around a bunch of crayons, especially for me, yeah. I can hear a bunch of ringing.
Just like, okay.
But anyways, that's a lot of people's theories about how it works. And yeah.
Laurel.
Are you trying to hear Yanny?
Laurel.
All I hear is Laurel.
Now I cannot.
But there are some people who swear that it sounds like Yanny.
It does. If you really, really, really focus, then you can hear the other one.
I can't hear it.
Laurel.
I can't hear
it. Oh, I can't hear it anymore.
What about you, William? Can you hear anything?
I'm trying to hear Yanny, but I can't anymore.
Same.
I was kind of hoping we would do this before you guys heard about it, but I guess everything spread so quickly in the internet.
Yes, like at school, you cannot go a mile without.
I wonder if, like, if you heard this sound clip without knowing the two choices, what you would come up with all on your own. Because once someone says, okay, it's either Laurel or Yanny,
yeah, that's part of how it
works. And you're listening for one of them. And so you automatically go to one direction or the other.
There was actually a test where someone took some people who didn't know about the answer choices or at all.
Uh-huh.
And actually, they heard like a bunch of gibberish or like garbled stuff. Yeah. And then when they knew the answer choices, they started hearing it.
Yeah. It's like once your brain clicks into one, then you can't hear the other one. So I think when the first time I heard it, I didn't really understand it. And then suddenly I was like, oh, Laurel. It's saying Laurel. And now I can't hear anything else.
Okay,
it's
wait.
It's really weird the way
could
that works.
Could you look up, like, the one that has both, that's one that's higher pitched than the original one, and then
yeah,
one's
let me see if I've got it
here.
I think I might
one.
Have it in this file here.
The higher pitch totally sounds like Yanny, and the lower pitch
no,
totally sounds like
the lower pitch. It's the other way around.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's not.
All right, let's just listen to it and figure it out.
Let me see. You can, let's see. This says, if you adjust the bass, let's hear this one.
Laurel.
Yeah, I can hear Laurel.
So now they're kind of adjusting the...
Laurel.
I only hear Laurel still, though.
Well, yeah, because they adjusted it so that's lower.
But
and now
you...
it sounds even more like Laurel.
See, if you change the higher pitch...
Here's another one where they're playing with the pitches.
Laurel.
They're claiming this is both. Oh, and that's the lower. That does sound like Yanny.
Yeah, it does.
But you can kind of hear Laurel if you try to hear it.
Yeah.
And then they put it higher and it sounds like...
Laurel.
Weird. It's weird that because those two words don't sound that much alike if you just say them.
It's because they, like, adjusted the frequency to the weirdest, like, thing ever.
I guess. Yeah. I guess it's just a random sound clip that someone was like, wait a minute, what are they saying? And then they shared it with their friends. Their friends were like, well, I think they're saying. It's interesting how just different people perceive different things, or the same thing differently.
Yeah, with the dress.
Crazy world we live in.
The dress is totally blue and black. I don't see how anyone could see
it
otherwise.
I always thought it was blue and black, too. But
yeah, it is. It's being confirmed.
Although sometimes
it
depends on which picture you're looking at, because they can kind of adjust the lighting a little bit.
Yeah, and if you look from one side, then you see it. But if you look from the other side of the computer, then you see it differently.
I was excited about this one, though, because it's completely by sound. So I thought, that'll work out well for the podcast. Of course, by the time this comes out, everyone's going to be sick of it, because it blew up so quickly. It was like, yesterday morning, no one knew about this, and by yesterday afternoon, everybody knew about it. It's so strange. All right, so that is the Laurel and Yanni controversy.
Yeah, the internet blows up fast. I think it's one of those things where there really isn't a right answer.
Well, that's what makes it so fun. I mean, if there was just one answer, it's like no one would ever be controversial. All right, let's do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
All right, let's start with an important news from the world of science.
Science!
An important study came out recently. It's a study that asked the question, why do some lizards have green blood?
Wow.
Pretty important, don't you think?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird, though, that some lizards do have green blood?
Maybe lizards just have guacamole.
You know what green blood makes me think of?
Being colorblind.
It makes me think of, like, aliens in a sci-fi show.
True.
Yeah.
Spock has green blood.
Yeah, but colorblind people would just be like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Just normal color blood.
And if you just want to make sure the audience knows that someone's an alien, just make sure they have green blood. And everybody's like, oh, that guy's an alien.
But
the real question here is, why do Smurfs have blue blood?
Yeah, Smurfs aren't real.
Yeah,
but this is about lizards, real lizards. So there are a couple of things that are interesting about this study. It was published Tuesday saying that lime green blood evolved independently several times in lizards. One of the lizards they were looking at were skinks that live in New Guinea. Alexa, what's a skink?
Skink is usually defined as alert, agile lizard with reduced limbs and an elongated body covered with shiny scales, more dependent on moisture than most lizards, found in tropical regions worldwide.
Clap, clap, clap.
They're kind of like salamanders, except they're lizards. Salamanders are amphibians, right?
Yeah, they're...
But skinks are lizards, and they have an elongated body and scales, and they're kind of shiny, and they live near the water. Anyway, these New Guinea skinks have bright green pigment. And the pigment comes from something called biliverdin. Biliverdin is a toxic waste product made during the body's normal breakdown of red blood cells. And it's really toxic. So if people have this in their blood, it can happen and they get a condition called jaundice. Have you ever heard of jaundice?
Yeah. I've heard the word.
It's like when your skin turns yellow and your eyes turn yellow. It's because you're producing this toxin, and it's really dangerous. You can die from it. But these skinks have all this biliverdin in their body, and they're perfectly healthy. Like, it doesn't cause them any problems. And it'll turn their bones green, their muscles green, their tissues green, even their tongue and their mucus linings are bright green.
Cool.
That's crazy. So their skeleton is in decorative colors.
Yeah. But one of the interesting things about this is that when scientists first started studying them, they figured that they must have all evolved. So there's like 5 or 6 different lizards all around the world that have this green blood. And they thought, well, they must have all kind of evolved together. But when they researched it and they went back kind of through the evolutionary chain, they figured out each kind that did evolved independently. So they're closer related to other lizards that have red blood. But for some reason, they just evolved green blood.
That's nice.
So that's one interesting thing. They don't know why. One of the theories was that maybe this green blood, because it's toxic, makes them less appealing to predators. And this scientist, what's his name? Let's give him some credit. Susan Perkins. She fed some green-blooded lizards to birds, And the birds gobbled them up. Didn't have any problem with them. And this other scientist named Austin, what is his first name?
It's a messed up experiment.
Well, it gets better.
I know.
And it gets even awesomer.
The other scientist's name is Chris Austin, who's a biologist at Louisiana State University. He says he has personally eaten red-blooded skinks and green-blooded skinks and found they both tasted about the same, kind of like bad sushi.
Why?
So he didn't just leave it up to the birds. He tried them himself to see if he could taste a difference and said there was no difference.
Bad sushi sounds about
so
right.
So they really don't know why these lizards have bright green blood. They just know that they do, and they know they developed it independently. There's one theory out there that maybe the green blood protects them from parasites like malaria. Although Austin says this is still pretty speculative. They haven't done any studies on this. So, yes, for some reason, some lizards have bright green blood, and they don't know why, but they do know that they developed it independently.
Cool.
One of the scientists says it's rare in the animal kingdom because it does appear. This suggests there has to be some beneficial properties to green blood.
Yeah, I mean, are the lizards green?
Yeah,
wait,
the lizards are like bright green. And one of the hypotheses they had was, well, maybe it helps to camouflage them. But the problem with that theory is there are some lizards that are not actually like green. Their skin's not green, but their blood is. And there's other lizards that have green skin and red blood.
Well, I think it blends in so that animals won't know if they're bleeding or not. And it's just more helpful in certain places.
Yeah,
wait,
maybe. That's a good theory.
It's actually like the appendix and it might have been used for some sort of evolutionary purpose a long time ago, but now it serves no purpose.
Yeah, or like male nipples.
Henry's got a story for us.
So here's the headline. Family gives up puppy. That turned out to be a black bear. Okay, basically, a Chinese family thought that they adopted, like, a normal, like, cute puppy, and then they figured out, oh, wait, it's eating way too much, and then...
I saw
like,
the story, and I thought, how
this
the
just,
heck...
This isn't stopped...
Could you not know that a bear cub is a dog? Or how would you not know that a bear cub's a bear and not a dog?
Okay, but basically, it just looks like a puppy, and then it kept on growing, and kept on growing, and it started standing on its hind legs, and then they're like, what have we raised?
But one thing basically, they did say, like, in the story was the type of dog it was. Did you see what type of dog it was?
A Tibetan Mastiff puppy.
A Tibetan Mastiff.
Okay.
And if you've ever seen a Mastiff, sometimes they're really hairy, and they kind of look like bears, because they're just so big and broad. So maybe a Tibetan Mastiff looks enough like a bear that they were confused. So.
And then they turned it to a shelter, and it's now in care of the Wildlife Center. And apparently someone in a Yunnan province, or however that's pronounced, a province, revealed that he also made a similar mistake when he actually adopted another cub that was 176 pounds. That's actually a black bear. And
how big did this bear get before they gave it up? Does it say in the article?
Oh, 250 pounds.
That is a big animal. 250 pounds is like, yeah, I think it's probably not a dog anymore. So it's an Asiatic bear and not a puppy.
Although
it just kept getting bigger and bigger.
They trained
kept eating it, kept getting bigger and bigger.
If they gave it obedience training, then that's like a nice bear.
Yeah, can you imagine? Also, wouldn't the bear claws look not like dog claws, but like bear claws?
They kind of... Bear claws and dog claws look similar.
I mean, their facial structure is different. I guess they had the long snout.
They got the big
snout.
Nose. Oh, yeah.
Bears,
so weird.
I feel like... I get that bears are like predators and they're vicious. But like out of all of the like top predators, bears are kind of chill.
Oh, the other funny thing I saw from the article was that one of the things that tipped him off was when the bear started walking on its hind
legs.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Why is this dog walking on its... Oh!
I can laugh at that for like a straight minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I trained Maisie for like a little bit. Like if I told her up, then sometimes she'd like stamp on her hind legs and then just walk a little bit and then go back down. So yeah. Dogs can do that sometimes.
They can do that, but not like a bear.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But it
so
says,
I felt a little bad for them. They had to give up their family dog, but it turned out it was a bear.
Okay, but it says that every day he'd eat a box of fruit and two buckets of noodles. Like, this is one hungry dog.
They were giving their dog a box of fruit and two what? Two bowls?
Or two buckets of noodles.
Two buckets of noodles and a box of fruit.
I wonder how it sounded.
That seems like odd food to feed your dog anyway, doesn't it?
I wonder if it sounded anything like a husky. I don't know. But, no. Yeah, bears...
Bear noises.
Bears, like, will attack you and they're dangerous, but sometimes bears can be kind of chill. Like, there's a video that went, like, semi-viral of a hiker, like, sitting down, and a bear went next to him and sat down and then got up and went away.
Yeah.
Like,
just, like, sat there for 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I like that video. I showed you that video.
But, like, adding on to what William was saying about how even though they're at the top of the food chain, they're pretty, like, chill. For instance, like, lions and tigers, like, if they're hungry, they won't be merciful. But if you see a bear charging at you, try to move out of the way just in case they're actually going for some berries behind you.
Yeah. It's funny. I always hear different things about bears. Like, sometimes you hear that you should just, like, lay down and pretend to be dead, and they'll just won't be interested in you. And other times they say you should, like, get really big and make a lot of noise and kind of try to scare it off. I don't know which of those is true, but it seems like once you decide on one, you can't really do the other one, you know?
Yeah.
I guess you can pretend to be dead and then try to scare them off, but you can't really try to scare them off and then pretend to be dead.
Apparently, I read in some, like, when I was little, I read in some Time for Kids thing that when bears are standing up, sometimes it just means that they're just, like, looking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a video of someone put their bear in a shotgun seat and serve them ice cream through a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that article too. That happened just recently. It was a zoo in Canada and they got in trouble for it because they took a bear to the drive-thru and fed him ice cream.
Did you get some Dairy Queen ice cream?
Yeah, I almost pulled that story for the podcast, but I didn't.
Dairy Queen ice cream really is that good.
And there's like this bear hanging out the window eating ice cream.
He was actually chained to a seat, but.
Yeah, but still.
Okay. Boston student breaks record for joggling speed.
I like just the word joggling. That's my favorite thing about this article, is just the word joggling.
Yeah.
So what's joggling?
So the Boston student, with enthusiasm for both juggling and jogging, combined his interest to break the Guinness World Record.
It's what you call a portmanteau word, where you take two words and combine them.
It's kind of a Guinness World Record.
It's juggling and it's jogging. It's juggling.
Okay. It's kind of a Guinness World Record for everything.
Yeah, like, if you do something that no one else has done, like, for instance, if I stood on the roof and said, I like turtles one time, then that would be a Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
And maybe.
The weird thing
is, like, we did that story a long time ago about the guy who holds the world record for the most world records.
Yeah.
And a lot of his were like that. It's like standing on one foot and chewing on a lollipop or something.
Yeah. I think we wanted to do with popping balloons or like world. And the weird thing is they're always like really impressive too. Like world record for most balloons thrown at window. I just want to made up. Okay.
Well, let's hear about joggling though. So what did he do exactly?
Zach Prescott, who competes in track and cross country for Boston University, juggled three lacrosse balls while running a mile Tuesday with a time of 4 minutes. And 43.2 seconds.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, that's an amazing mile.
That's a really fast mile. And
yeah,
to do it
and
while
joggling.
I can't figure
that
out.
That is the best joggling
that's
ever.
That's actually way more impressive than I expected it to be.
I can figure out how to juggle with two different objects if I, like, throw one to... If I, like, throw one up in the air and then throw one just, like, from one hand to the other.
That's how
amazing.
You juggle.
So he ran a mile faster than 5 minutes while juggling.
Yeah, but I can't figure out how to double three balls. Apparently, you're supposed to.
I
you're
can do three, but I can't do it while running, and certainly not running a mile that quickly.
Yeah, apparently, when you juggle two, you're supposed to like throw both of them in the air and make an X, but I don't do that. That's harder. Okay, So the current Guinness World Record for joggling a mile was set in 1986 by Kurt Swinson, who completed the task with a time of 4 minutes and 43.8 seconds. This person's beat it by a sixth of a second.
Oh, wow.
I mean, 0.6 seconds.
So it was really close. No, he just barely beat it.
Man, I must have felt bad.
Well, that was a pretty good record. I can see that because there's not a lot of room to beat that record.
Prescott said his feat at Boston University's Nickerson Field was actually his third attempt of the day after twice dropping balls.
Oh, wow. Do you know how tired you'd be?
I almost didn't try it a third time. I was getting really tired. Prescott told the Boston Globe. Evidence of Prescott's run, including video footage, has been submitted to Guinness for official recognition.
Wow. So it was his third attempt of the day.
Yeah.
I don't think I could run one mile that quickly, let alone three while juggling.
Yeah, like my mile was like 10 minutes and 10 seconds.
I wonder like how close he got to the finish line when he dropped the ball. You know, how discouraged you'd be if you were like really close to the finish line when one of the balls dropped.
I've tied the world record for least amount of world records break-in.
Yeah, I think I'm sharing that record with you right now.
That's kind of a paradox, but whatever. I guess that means that
everyone is tied for one.
So that means that everyone has broken at least one world record, which still means that I have the least.
No, I don't think anyone's broken it. It's still there.
Well, but like, yeah.
A whole bunch of people.
So by not breaking any world records, you've broken a world record, kind of. It's kind of a paradox. I don't know. World records are cool. I remember this one time at the state fair, we saw like the world record for tallest mattress stack. I remember it was really disappointing. Like, it was only like, I think maybe like 10 or 20 feet.
So I've got one more story here. This is kind of a funny story, kind of a weird story. This happened this week, or it kind of got revealed this week. There's a kid who was attending Skyline High School. His name is Roshan Richardson. And then he transferred to Hillcrest High School. He joined the basketball team. He was really good at basketball. He had been in these schools for nearly 9 months. In fact, he was voted the District 11 5A Offensive MVP in March. Really good basketball player. There was just one problem. Do you know what it was?
What?
25.
He was not 17. He was 25. He rejoined high school so he could be a star basketball player. He was really good at basketball at high school, and he really liked it, and so he made up a story. His name was actually not Roshan Richardson. It was Sidney Bouvier Gilstrap Portley. And he claimed that he lost his home in Hurricane Harvey, and so he was trying to enroll in a Dallas school. Because he just wanted to play basketball.
That's just wrong.
And he was really good at basketball. He was like the star basketball player of the team.
Wait, was he?
In fact, the team did really well, and he did really well.
Wait, did he actually lose his home in Hurricane Harvey, or is that an excuse?
No, he didn't, because he was super
messed up.
This is a person who's like almost not even a young adult. Who
25 is pretty old for a high schooler. So he was telling people he was 17, even though he was 25.
Like, 25,
he joined the high school, and he said, I want to be on the basketball team, so tried out for the basketball team and was really good at basketball. And then the problem was, though, his old coach saw him and went and called up the other coach and said, hey, what did he say? He said, hey, one of my former players who graduated a long time ago is playing on your team.
Oh, millennials these days, am I right? But yeah, that's really horrible.
Yeah.
In the story, the Dallas Morning News story, this is a different story. I think this one's from USA Today. In the Dallas Morning News story, they said, and this part's even weirder, he had a 14-year-old girlfriend.
This just keeps on getting worse and worse.
Although apparently it looks like they weren't really like dating much. I think he was using it like as an excuse to like kind of make people think he was a high schooler, because his father says, he made mistakes, but there was no ill intent. He apologizes for it happening. He said his passion is basketball. He tried to push rewind in his life. He said that he has a child and a live-in fiance.
He says no ill intent, but like...
His father chalked it up to mischanneled determination.
But that's like saying, like, I shot this person so I could take his money. There was no ill intent. I didn't want to kill him.
Well, okay, but really hurt no ill intent. Although, he claimed that he lost his own Hurricane Harvey, and he didn't, which is terrible. He got a 14-year-old girlfriend. Like, even for a 17-year-old, that's creepy.
I kind of think reading the article, like... It wasn't really his girlfriend, but the girl kind of liked him and wanted to be his girlfriend. They didn't really, like, didn't do much dating. But I think he was using that as, like, to make it look like he was 17. Hopefully. Hopefully there's nothing too creepy about it. But I guess it's because he just really wanted to play basketball again and thought, I bet I'd be really good at high school basketball. There's a couple funny things about this to me. One, when I left high school, I never really wanted to go back. You know, it's like, I'm done with high school. I'm going to move on.
I don't want to go back to eighth grade
in college. I'm going to do adult things. I don't want to go back to high school. And then two, I used to, so when I was in high school, I was on the wrestling team. And for like years after I graduated from high school, I used to have this recurring nightmare that like my coach would call me up and say, Greg, we got a wrestling tournament coming up and we need you. So get down here and be on the wrestling team. And I was like, Coach, I don't wrestle anymore. Like, I haven't practiced wrestling in a long time. And it, like, really stressed me out. And he was like, it doesn't matter. Just come on down and put your uniform on, and we're going to put you in the tournament. So, like, I think that'd be, like, really stressful for me. Like, but I guess he really liked basketball. Maybe basketball's not as stressful as wrestling. But I always felt like that would be really hard to, like... go back to doing something you did when you were in high school.
Yeah,
wrestling is painful. Basketball usually isn't.
I had three different...
That's sort of true.
I had three different school stress dreams. The first one was like a repeated one that I would not stop having, where I dreamed that I'd go to school naked. And then I started having a whole bunch of...
everybody has that dream.
But it was like, I had it like nonstop. And but eventually, sometimes I would realize that I was in a dream, and I'd be like, oh, cool, I don't even care. Because if I'm in a dream, then... This one time I realized that I was in a dream and started robbing a convenience store.
Nice. Yeah,
it's pretty fun when you realize that something's just a dream, so nothing really matters.
Sometimes you don't realize that it's all not real. Anyways, then I had a stress dream about school that, like, school cut into summer, and that it would just, like, last for forever, or that, like, scout camp would last for, like, months. And then I had a started having recurring dreams that I, like, wouldn't hand in assignments on time, or I had to, like... rush and turn something in late. That was like a major grade or something like that.
Wait, 1 second. That is not a stress dream. That's 7th grade.
That's 8th grade.
Phoebe just walked in.
Yes.
you can point that microphone over if you want to. Phoebe was just at the
Alexa microphone.
Phoebe was just at her academic decathlon.
Yes. Oh, so
careful with that mic.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
So I was a team captain for this year, which is a position that I made up to put on college apps, kind of. But I also embraced and kind of made into a real position because I like did team captain-y things. So it's kind of a real position now. So as that, it was my job to plan our banquet, and I did. But this year it's only our second banquet because we just started doing these. But I got the award. Our coach gives out little awards to everyone that he thinks are funny and kind of aren't funny. But I got the... They're all based on stuff we learned in ACTEC, but decathlon. So our theme was Africa. And one of the Igbo main deities is Chukwu? If you've read Things Fall Apart. So he called me the Heritage Chukwu, and also one of our pieces of artwork that we studied was the Spirit of Sisterhood, and he gave me and my friend the Co-Spirit of Sisterhood Award. So, yeah. I mean, he said I'm the ACTEC deity that will be honored forever.
So I do have one question for you, Phoebe.
Yes.
Laurel or Yanni?
I've heard both.
You've heard both?
Once I heard Laurel, I couldn't stop.
So we listened to it on the podcast. Do you want to listen to it right now and see if you still hear both?
Sure.
I hear both overlapping.
If you play it, I'm going to borrow someone's headphones.
Yeah, hand her your headphones.
Okay.
Heard Yanni, but once I heard that it was Laurel, I like tried to hear it, and I did.
Yeah, you just have to.
That's how. I think the very first time I heard it, I could kind of hear Yanni, but by the second time, I heard Laurel, and I could not hear anything.
I don't think
but
I can
Laurel
hear anything else now.
It's actually a dictionary definition for Laurel, except they adjusted the frequencies, so here it sounds goes. Weird.
Laurel.
I heard both.
Are you on your Yarl?
Play, play it one more time for me.
Laurel.
Play it a couple more.
Laurel.
I can't hear. Yeah, I heard Yanni the very first time you did it, but it like morphed mid-word. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like once it clicks in your brain.
Yeah.
And it's just repeating, so it's not like different.
It's like those gifts of like...
Anyway.
It's very strange. It changed like mid-thing.
It's like those gifts of like a person spinning or like a train running. Yeah. You can't tell which way it's going. Your brain keeps on switching between
and
them.
And they're like, if you can see both, you're a genius. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
If you were...
I have my... Did you hear... Do you want me to talk about the interesting awards I got at the...
Just briefly, because we're kind of going over time anyway.
I got the most like... Well, so for the seniors, they get... the most likely to awards, like, and mine was most likely to eat hard boiled eggs during rehearsals in the morning.
I didn't understand that award.
It's okay, so it's partly because I eat hard boiled eggs in rehearsals all the time, or just in general in that class, and our director hates them and thinks they're disgusting. But it's also because one time I had placed my extra hard boiled egg on the chair next to me to save for later because I was singing at the moment, so I couldn't be eating it. And he looked over and he goes, why is there a literal egg in this rehearsal? And everyone thought he was just talking about me, like calling me an egg. I think it was really funny. Because he just looked really over funny. And there was like just in between some people on it on its own chair, it was a little egg. And he was like, why is there a literal egg in my choir?
There's an egg in this classroom.
I saw something on Twitter today where someone had screenshotted something from Reddit. And the subject on Reddit was hard-boiled eggs. And below that it said... hard-boiled eggs are disgusting. I can't believe anyone eats them. They're so crunchy and chewy at the same time.
That's not...
They're not. That's so funny.
I don't know.
Oh, they're eating the shells.
I couldn't tell if they were being serious or not, but everyone was treating it like this guy actually thinks you eat the...
That's so funny. I'm sure it's a joke. It can be a joke.
It's gotta be, right?
I also got the Unsung Hero Award for my choir, which was actually pretty cool. So that's the award that... The choirs, they all vote on someone to win that award for their class. And it's like someone who's made a significant contribution to the choir, but isn't always like recognized for it.
Oh, that's great. I didn't realize it was voted on. I thought it was just someone the choir director chose.
No, those were the director awards. But that was one that the class voted on and they voted for someone. So that was cool, actually. I really liked that. Anyway, those are all the random, like funny, kind of interesting awards I've gotten in the last 2 days.
All right.
For being the team deity.
Yeah. Give the mic back to Alexa because we're going to play a game with Alexa now.
Okay.
But yeah, had a good time.
All right. All right. So that's all of our news stories. I wanted to do something with Alexa here. I heard that she can now have a new ability. She can play Would You Rather. So I wanted to try it out and see. As we mentioned before, Would You Rather is kind of both an either or and a hypothetical. So... what I just said was only,
oh yeah, either or. I feel
so,
like
Alexa, play Would You Rather.
Hello, would you like to play Standard Edition, Disney Edition, Harry Potter Edition, or Mother's Day Edition?
Cool.
Which one should we play? Standard Edition.
Hello, welcome to Would You Rather for Family. I did rather not wait for the fun to start. So how many people are playing?
Three.
Three is great. I will ask each player 10 questions. Let's see how your views on different situations compare to the rest of the world. Player one, here is your first question. Would you rather go without TV or junk food for the rest of your life?
Oof, TV.
You're very unique. 42% of people agree with you. Player two, would you rather become twice as attractive or become twice as smart?
Twice as smart.
To be you comes with thin.
82% of people agree with you. Player three, would you rather quack like a duck after each sentence or moo like a cow?
Quack like a duck. Ducks are awesome.
Thumbs up.
Quack.
83% of people agree with you. Player one.
It's too fast.
Would you rather clean the house all day or cut the grass all day?
I would rather clean the house all day.
Wowzers. You're on a roll like toilet paper. 65% of people agree with you. Player two. Would you rather have worms for hair or noodles for arms?
Noodles for arms.
Popularity isn't everything. 19% of people
agree with
you.
I already have noodles for arms.
Player three.
Worms for hair.
Would you rather have your parents pick who you marry or be single forever?
Have my parents pick who I marry? My parents are pretty reasonable. I'm not just saying that because you're here.
67% of people agree with you. Player one. Would you rather date someone who's got the best personality or is the best looking in school?
Best personality.
Once again, true beauty is found within.
Gnarly. 83% of people
agree
with you.
Did you say gnarly?
Who said best appearance?
Would you rather have to wear a sweater in the summer or a swimsuit all summer long?
A sweater in summer.
Aw, man! Not too many agree. 12% of people agree with you. Player three. Would you rather live in Antarctica or in the Sahara Desert?
The Sahara Desert? No, Antarctica.
By all means, 18% of people agree with you. Player one. Would you rather wear only shorts or only pants for the rest of your life?
Only shorts.
It's good to think different. 20%
Dang it.
Of people
I changed
agree
my mind
with
now.
You. Player two. Would you rather eat bugs or drink slime?
Eat bugs.
I already done that, actually. Normally,
72% of people agree with you.
Mm,
player
that's
three.
Too fast.
Would you rather live 1 year without running water or without electricity?
Electricity.
Wonderful. Tom. 81% of people agree with you. Player one. Would you rather fly or walk through walls?
Fly.
Fair enough. 29% of people agree with you.
Really?
Player two.
I've had dreams I can just snow clip around.
Would you
it's
rather
great.
Ride a bike everywhere? Or have your dad drive you everywhere?
Ride a bike.
Others beg to differ, but that's okay. 46% of people agree with you.
Player three. What if your dad died, yeah.
Would you rather have a fear of heights or of the dark?
Heights. No, the dark.
Okay, player one. Would you rather meet the Kardashians or the president?
Oh my
the Kardashians.
God.
Okay, player two.
Not anymore.
Would you rather own a lightsaber
I'd meet a
or
like
a magic
cool.
wand?
What was the question?
Okay, player three.
Oh,
would
mind.
You rather have food poisoning or have strep throat?
Strep throat? I still feel like
holy
garbage.
Moly. 79% of people agree with you. Player one.
I think.
Would you rather spend every minute for the rest of your life indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Hey, Flaps, what we gonna do? Answer the question or say repeat to hear it again.
Outdoors.
Fantastic. Others are on the same page.
I already spent
55% of people agree with you.
To be
player
fair,
two.
I already spend all my life indoors.
Would you rather have bad breath or body odor?
Ooh, bad breath.
Others beg to differ, but that's okay. 44% of people agree with you. Player three. Would you rather wear dirty underwear that no one can see or have dirty hair everyone can see?
Dirty underwear.
You're
well,
very
underwear,
unique. 40% of people
know.
Agree with you. Player one. Would you rather look weak and actually be strong, or look strong but actually be weak?
Look weak and actually be strong.
Yeah, I know someone
Wahoo.
Who's like that,
87% of people agree with you. Player two.
Don't mention
me. Would you rather swim with sharks or run with bulls?
Run with bulls.
Nice
shark.
Work.
Sharks are
lots
harmless.
Of people agree. 59% of people agree
sharks
with
are
you.
Harmless.
Player three. Would you rather play video out. Games or play outside?
Hey, Alexa, I don't think that this is a good
just
question.
Answer the
like,
question.
Okay, play outside.
Oh, boy. 17% of people agree with you.
Oh my gosh. What have we
Would
come
you rather
to?
Give up eating gonna... dessert or fast food?
Fast food. Wait, no, dessert.
Okie dokie. 24% of people agree with you. Player two. Would you rather meet the president of the U.S. or a movie star?
A movie star.
They're the same thing. Trump is a movie star.
He was in Home Alone.
All righty. 37% of people agree with you. Player three. Would you rather step on a nail once or step in dog poop every day?
Step on a nail once.
Ouch. Rock on. 85% of people agree with you. Player one. Final question. Would you rather have the same song stuck in your head every night or the same dream?
The same dream.
Nice going. People have the same view. 55% of people agree with you. Player two. Final question. Would you rather eat a stick of butter or a gallon of ice cream?
Oof. A gallon of ice cream.
Winner, Texas. Winner, chicken dinner. 72% of people agree with you.
I don't like Player thinking about three. That.
Final question. Would you rather be rich or be famous?
Be rich. I can be both.
Gnarly. 73% of people agree with you. This round comes to an end. Say let's start over to start another round or stop to quit.
Stop.
That was quite the voyage. I should call you Moana. Goodbye.
I think...
So that was our Amazon... It's not an Echo. Yeah, it is an Echo.
Yeah.
That was our Amazon Echo edition of Would You Rather. Kind of long. Probably could have done about half that many questions, but kind of fun. I liked it. So that was Would You Rather. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
For Treat Yourself today, we have a couple of drinks that are called Boing. Boing drinks. I wish I had a boing sound effect.
But can we do the drink drop?
One is guava and one is mango.
We need to do a drink drop.
I think these are Mexican drinks. Yeah, they're made in Mexico. Hecho en Mexico.
Who's Heku? I don't know.
Heku. Except these are not sodas. So they don't sound exactly like that.
I just need to listen to that drop,
though. Beverages. One is mango, one is guava. And we're going to try them out. These were from, Mexican section of Walmart is where I got it. Very fancy. They look really tasty. They seem kind of summery, which is part of the reason I got them. Which one do you want to try first, the mango or the guava?
I'll just have a random one. Probably mango, actually.
Mango.
Well, we got to have the same one.
I know, but I mean, like,
start off. There's only two, so they can't be that random.
I just mean, like, start off.
We're going to start with mango. All right.
I'm just have a little
handing
samples.
Them over to you. It's really strong. It tastes very mango-y.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It tastes a little bit like guava.
A little funky, too.
Yeah.
A little funky.
Strange. Oh, by the way, one thing to say about these drinks is one's called Mango Mango and one's just called Guava Beverage.
I like it, though. I mean, it basically just tastes like thinner mango juice.
It's got a little bit of a funk to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has like a tropical taste to it. It just tastes like thinner mango juice,
what do you
basically.
Think? Let's rate it.
Delicious.
Okay.
Delicious. Tastes like a kind of like drink that they would.
It's a low okay.
William thinks it's.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
I think I'm with Henry. It's.
It's like a low okay.
Tastes like one of those drinks that they would have in those little like jug kegs.
It's got a. Am I imagining it or does it have kind of a bad smell to it? All right, let's try the guava one and see what we think of the guava one. The guava one's kind of a pink color.
Which is weird because we had a lot of guava.
Take a picture of these.
We had a lot of guava in Costa Rica and I don't remember it being pink. I think it was green.
Well, yeah, but the juice would be pink.
It was like green with white insides, I think, kind of like a green apple. All
right, here I am pouring the guava.
It's actually not white, and well, some are white, it's, but most are like yellow insides, or if I'm thinking kind about that right.
Whitish yellow, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I think we even had guava juice in Costa Rica and it wasn't pink. I don't know. Maybe it was. Yeah. I don't know.
They probably add something to this to make it more appealing.
All right. Cheers.
All right.
That's good.
I like the guava. I like the guava more than the mango.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a little delicious, but still like pretty salty.
Pretty good. I think the guava...
Delicious, yeah.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
I would drink the guava. The mango, I don't know. It was a little strange.
That's odd.
I feel like I've had candy.
But the guava is really tasty.
I feel like I've had candy that's tasted like this. I don't know.
I like the guava.
Maybe. It's lychee stuff.
No, it's... Maybe? I don't know. I've had something that tasted a lot like that before. It's really good.
It's a tropical flavor. It's yeah, very sweet.
Second cup of it.
It's yummy. I like it. Yeah, I like the guava version a lot. So if you're getting a boing drink, it's like B-O-I-N-G exclamation point, boing.
Oh, by the way,
that's good.
So which do you think was your favorite? Mine was definitely the guava.
Yep, the guava for me. What about you,
William? Yeah, guava.
First, I didn't really like it.
I like both of like, them, but...
You like, didn't both, really, you like guava better?
I feel like the guava one would make a really good candy.
At first, I didn't really like it that much, but then I was like, hey, it's actually pretty good.
Just like candy.
I agree.
And it came out of the fridge, and when it's cold, it's just like really refreshing.
Yeah, it would be good on a really hot day, I bet.
That was good.
All right, so that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. So thank you, William and Henry, for participating.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alexa. Alexa, thank you. Alexa. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you, everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can send us an email at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at talktodadpodcast on Facebook and Instagram and talktodadpodcast.com. If you want to help out the show, the best thing you can do for us is get onto iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. That's probably the best thing that a podcast can get in terms of getting the word out there for the podcast. So if you subscribe, rate, and review us, that could help us out. So this was a lot of fun, and we will see you later. Last time for-